Well, it's 5:28 South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, the 29th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter number 27, Surah An-Naml, and verses 82, 83, and 84. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us what is still going to happen and occur. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And when the verdict and the speech occurs against them, meaning the judgment is passed against those who are the kuffar and the non-Muslims and the zalims, those unjust people and so forth, while they're living here on this earth, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. We will produce for against them, that is Dabba, a huge, huge creation, meaning some huge beast will come out, مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, from the land and the sand. From where will it come out? Remember, when we look at the tafsir and the ahadith and so forth, it will be there in Makkah Mukarramah, and it will be there near Mount Safa. So this huge beast will come out. And what will it do? Tukallimuhum, it will speak to them. Speak to them in the Arabic language and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah, Khuruju Daba is mentioned in so many ahadith. So this will still occur. And remember, those people who are apologetic and so forth, they don't want to say that this Daba, this wild beast and huge beast will be speaking, but they say taklimuhum. They say, no, it will wound them. There's no need to say that. Just translate what the Quran says. Tukallimuhum, it will speak to them. Annannasa kanu bi ayatina la yuqinun. And who will be the people to see all this and they will suffer the consequences? Verily, those people who do not have firm conviction in our verses, in our signs. So it will be an ibra, a lesson, and one of the alamatu sa'a, the huge, huge signs and major signs of the day of justice, the day of judgment. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا. And that day of justice, that day of judgment, نَحْشُرُ. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun, we will assemble and congregate. مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا. From every nation, there will be a troop, there will be an army, there will be groups. مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا. Who rejected our verses, they rejected our signs. For whom you was our own, and then they'll be graded. You go in this category, you in this category. And the hypocrites, those who only paid lip service to Islam, but the hearts were devoid of true iman and faith and conviction. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 4, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will be in the lowest, lowest layer of dungeons and prison and Jahannam and hellfire. Allah mahfadhna min, Almighty Allah protect us. Hatta idha ja'u, so much so when they come, they are brought now, call. Almighty Allah will address them and say, akazzabtum bi ayati, what, you rejected my verses? وَلَمْ تُحِيتُ بِهَا إِلْمًا, and you did not comprehend the knowledge. أَمَّا ذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ, or what are you doing? So that is where we stand today. 8 billion plus people, but 7 billion plus people rejecting the verses, the signs of Almighty Allah, and still thinking that they will be successful. So it will not happen. A person has to pass away with Iman and Islam. Then only will that person receive salvation. Otherwise, if a person is sane and mature, and he died on any ism besides Islam, there is everlasting doom, gloom, and hellfire. Allah mahfadna min, Allah jalla wa la protect us. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We have so many items today of news, so let's go to our news, views, and interviews, and locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Israel recognizes the Western Sahara of Morocco. Both crooks. You must remember that that side in Morocco, they annexed and said that the Western Sahara belongs to them, and Israel, the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, stealing more and more land, you must remember, of the Palestinians in the West Bank and other places. So both of them occupying, and both of them terrorist, occupation is terrorism. So, but still, Biden says he's going to meet Bibi later on this year. They haven't fixed no date and no venue and so forth. So both shaitans, al-khabisatul il-khabisin, for us it makes no difference. Today he is meeting, you must remember, there's Herzog, the president of Israel, and some members of the Congress are boycotting it, an insult. Because they say, how are you treating the Palestinians worse than animals? You must remember that. And you come and say you're a democracy and so forth. You should be ashamed of yourself. Look at the war criminal Smotrich. Smotrich says that they have to change the judicial appointment committee. Who's going to choose the just judges and magistrates, or even that committee must be changed. So they want everything to be extreme right-wing. And they're just playing with words and euphemism. They want everybody to support their terrorism. That is what Israel, the rogue regime, is today. See the next one. All this is in your hearts. Israel is silencing the Palestinian journalists. Why? They are exposing their crimes and their war crimes to the world and so forth. So they still think they'll get away. And you Western powers, Europe, and then NATO, and then you Britain, and then you remember America, you will still continue supporting Israel, and you think you'll get away with it, and this Arab tenpot dictators, haramis. So remember, the time will come when justice will prevail. Remember that. Now the protesters are going to go to the railway stations and the trains and so forth there. That is in Israel, that everyone they're targeting. They targeted the airports, now they're going to the trains and the railway. Very good. See the next one. Two protesters, these are Jutlas. So they are charged for attacking a minister. So one protester took one pole and he gave the minister one nice shot, you see. So that is very good. You must catch the ministers and the MK, you know MK, members of the Knesset, and give them a good hiding. If one jutla hits another jutla, we say very good. One harami, one enemy, one Zionist hits another Zionist. We're very happy about that. And Israel, your doctors are going to strike this week. Your doctors are going to strike this week. They say, we hate what Bibi is doing. We hate what Smotrich and Ibn Himar, Ben Gueda, the terrorist, is doing. So that is the truth there. So big problems coming. Now, Netanyahu, Bibi, the war criminal, is 73 years old. But he's keeping his medical condition a secret. But according to Israeli law, he must expose it and say, because if he's not fit to run the government and run the country, then he must be put away, he must be resigned, or he must be suspended or whatever. So you must remember that the Haaretz writes that they say Netanyahu's medical condition must be made and divulged to the public, you see. So this is how Almighty Allah is humiliating, disgracing them. Their own figures, you know, we say hijrah when you migrate from one country to another. There they say aliyah. People coming from America, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Africa, South Africa. Aliyah is down by 20%, you see. But in 2023, the first 6 months and so forth, people don't want to go. Jutlas don't want to go. Why they don't want to go? Because they know the Palestinians are there and the Palestinians are going to take over, inshallah, very soon. And then again, they will have to run for their lives. Now, let us take you to three different countries. Canada is supposed to be the first world country. Still, they cannot contain their fires. 900 fires blazing as I speak to you now in Canada. And the consequence of that, so the smoke, everything entering America, and there is an alert there for the air quality in certain cities and places in America. They will have to wear masks and what then, what they will have to do when they go outside. So big problems for them. Now listen to the next news. America condemns and criticizes Russia. They're weaponizing the food program and so forth and so on. So, I want to ask you, since when are you so concerned about children and women and people when you murder deliberately, intentionally 500,000, half a million children? There you must remember in Iraq, the Jutli, the Harami, the real terrorists. You must remember your state secretary. So Madeleine Albright said, it's worth it to murder and kill and terrorize the whole of Iraq and murder half a million children. Who's going to pay for all that, America? Are you not the super terrorist invading more than 50 countries? So you should be the last one to speak, America, remember that. And Russia, Putin, you give them a good thrashing. You're a big harami also, but we like you. So the Crimean bridge that was attacked, they fixed it up already to a certain extent. Traffic is moving and in one lane. So remember, one lane. So everything is under control there. And Russia says, you don't come and tell us what we must do. And the big general of Ukraine, he admitted, I heard it myself. He said, you know, they spoke in their language and they translated it. He said, the counter-offensive is not going well and we can do nothing about it. What is that? An admission of defeat from your senior general. Russia is giving them a good thrashing, notwithstanding the fact that America, Europe and NATO and Britain, all are for them. But America say we're not ready to fight Russia. Openly they stated. So who's who in the zoo? So Putin, Allah give you long life, you become Sulman, we'll make you Muslim, inshallah. Now look at the other shaitan, Sunak. Sunak invites MBS to UK. But Sunak is upsetting his own medical fraternity there, and they're striking and taking out protests and so forth against Sunak there in the UK. Now, if MBS comes to Britain, or he comes, you must remember, to America, you know what the media and the press will do with him. They will tear him to pieces. They'll ask him who murdered and dismembered and everything to Jamal Khashoggi. Who murdered and killed thousands of people in Yemen? Who put 4-5 million people in starvation? What about the ulama and the scholars who are put into jail and for 10, 20 years and so forth just for tweeting and speaking the truth? So who is going to do all that? The media will do that. He can't buy all the media off. So Sunak, don't try that, because you could be a very bad own goal for you and for MBS, remember that. Now look at India. India wants to become a major player. So the Indian foreign minister says they want to build the highway. How? Pakistan must not feature anywhere because they hate Pakistan. So from India to Myanmar, Burma, and then Thailand, and we must build the highway, you see. So he wants to become, and then we must deal in the rupee, Indian rupee. So that's what their aim is. Turkey's president is going begging. So Erdogan, so now he's gone to Saudi Arabia, invest in Turkey, the economy is not good. He's going to go to Emirates, invest there, and then go to Qatar and so forth. So end of the day, they're all politicians, remember that. So that is where he's going, to the Gulf countries and so forth. Listen to our beloved country. Oh, you people, South Africans, listen. And you whiteys, listen more. A South African mother in New Zealand kills three daughters of hers. She migrates from South Africa. That's what it seems like. And she goes there, and then she sees things are not so rosy, and then she murders her three children, her three daughters on top of it. Big court case, gripping the public day in New Zealand. You can go and just see the whole thing there in your media. And then, inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. Very, very sad, gruesome, heinous crime. In Maritzburg, Pieter Maritzburg, remember a father and son were martyred, murdered. They go as Lunat, father and son. And the father's head, I spoke to the one brother, my one connection, he went there to the janaza. The father's head was decapitated. Remember that the head was one side, the body one side. And you know when all this happens, Thursday night, but the people found out yesterday and they had the janaza funeral prayer last night. Allah Jalla Wala grant the father and son, one's name is Musa and one is Ismail, I think. So Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Further details I don't have, but I want to show you what's happening already in our country. Who's right, who's wrong, that Allah Ta'ala knows. But you have to wake up and understand. Only Almighty Allah can protect us. Surah chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُهُ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protector. And He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. So may Almighty Allah grant them father and son Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. The family, they must be having some family, I'm sure. So remember, Allah grant you all sabr-e jameel. And today is the 29th of Zulhijjah. Tonight we must scan the sky, look for the new moon and crescent. It is 21 hours or more. So remember that it is 50-50 whether it will be seen and sighted or not. So everybody who has opportunity, go out and look, mashallah, for the new moon and crescent. And then by 7 o'clock or so, we will have confirmation and then we will announce it, inshallah. Aziz, Allah Ta'ala make easy. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Masihullah of Port Shepstone, Mufti Masihullah Qaji, and thereafter, 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage with Mona Arafat and myself. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, inshallah. Aziz.
I've got a sister, Leslie. She says, good morning to you, AK. My 22-year-old son has cut my husband and me out of his life and is refusing to take our calls. He says this is revenge for being overprotective, strict, and never listening. What should I do as a mother? Leslie, Ustad.
Leslie, you see, to me, it is a very, very sad situation for you and your husband, the father of your son. You brought the son up. And today, because of his arrogance and because he's bombarded by the Western media, so his thought process is gone totally in the wrong direction. It's like saying that Satan has got hold of him. So what must you do as parents and what must he do? We don't know his name, but maybe he's listening, or maybe you record this program or you request the podcast, we'll send it to you. 071-888-1184. So for you, remember this, you're being strict, you're being protective, that is the duty of the parents. What does he want you must do? You must allow him to wine, dine and swine, go sleep with this lady, go sleep with this man, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Adam and Eve. All that he wants, nay. So you were right in that. But one thing you missed out, you see, always, and that is what I tell my Muslim brothers and sisters, daily pray for your children. And how much you pray, chapter you go to the Quran. So a good copy for you, my sister Leslie, will be Quran Made Easy, Quran. Quran Made Easy is in 2 volumes, the copy I have here, and Mufti Afzal Hussain. So you go there and read chapter number 46, chapter 46 and verse 15, 1-5. and wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah, you must speak to Almighty Allah and say, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O Almighty Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny, in my children, in my son, because you are heartbroken now. He doesn't want to take your calls and so forth and so on. You, the son of Leslie, if you are listening, I don't know your name, so let's call you Harry. So Harry, you must remember, you forgot everything your parents did for you. The days and the nights they stayed awake for your comfort. Your mother, she went through the labor pains and all that she did for you. She breastfed you. Your father slogging, working. And today, because you got degrees, today you got some wealth, you got independence. What you turned out to be, you turned out to be a nimak haram. Nimak haram means a person who's ungrateful, unthankful for what his parents did. They were doing the best for you, and that is how you repay them. Oh, Harry, I don't know your name, so I'm just calling you Harry. Go back to your parents and say, oh, father, oh, mother, forgive me. Hug them, take a present for them. And a father, mother's love is a pure love. Remember that. They will cry with you and immediately they'll forgive you. That is my message to you parents and to you children. Never, ever forget your parents, even if they are wrong. Islam says, how dare you sever ties with them? Because then you are asking for hell in this world and in the year after. Allah Ta'ala guide all the children to the right path.
Eaton, she says.
Eaton is his name. Eaton, you ate there by your parents, and today we got a saying in Arabic, Sam min kalbak ya'akulka. You have a small little puppy, and you fed it every day, and then it became big, it became a bulldog, it became an Alsatian, and then he wants to eat up the person who was feeding him. So similarly, yeah, Eaton. Your name is Eaton, you want to eat your parents up? What's wrong with you, Eaton? So I hope you're listening and use some common sense, although common sense is not common today.
I've got Sister Ranel, our journalist. She says that, I like your news and views and interviews. I take some of my news from listening to you, AK. You should have been a journalist, Ustad.
Thank you for the compliment, my sister. This gives me one of the biggest thrills when the Muslims or non-Muslims, and especially non-Muslim journalists, are listening to me, and then you carry the story. You don't have to take our name. I'm just stimulating your mind. I want you to understand, we have the best, we have Islam, and we want to really share it with the rest. We don't want to see you unsuccessful. We want to see you successful. You must know what you are seeing on your TV and your screens, you're listening to on your various radios and the print media, 70-80% is propaganda. We are worried about the women of Afghanistan. We are worried about the human rights in Afghanistan. Why you don't worry about the human rights in Palestine? It's 75 years. Why you don't worry about Gaza, which is the biggest open prison in the world? So all these are difficult questions, you see. But when you people, then they just look the other way, because money is sweeter than honey. The Zionists have bought them off. They are intellectual prostitutes. That is what the New York Times journalist wrote. So don't become that, my sister Renal. Become the true journalist, where you will give the truth to the people, even though it is unpalatable, unacceptable to them.
I've got a revered sister, Ustad. She says, I'm a new Muslim for 7 years. Why is Allah testing me so much? Why are bad people getting everything in life while I have to keep being patient? Why am I so lonely? A revered sister, a new Muslim, 7 years, Ustad.
My sister in Islam, please make a note of this. I'm appealing to you, my sister Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila. Write down that Surah chapter 2, verses 154, 155, 156, 157. So all these verses I'm reading for you now. Almighty Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Almighty Allah is going to put you through a test definitely. Sometimes fear, sometimes hunger, sometimes loss of life, sometimes loss of wealth, sometimes loss of your fruits and your harvest and your crops. Meaning we'll be tested in different ways to show our loyalty to Almighty Allah, to show we are devoted, dedicated Muslims. Then who is the successful one, my sister? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who exercise patience. Chapter 2, verse 155. And when a calamity, disaster befalls them, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That, O my beloved Allah, we belong to you, and unto you is the return. What are the rewards, my sister? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. That for you who exercise this patience is the blessings from Almighty Allah, the special mercy from Almighty Allah, and you are the rightly guided one. My sister, I'm teaching you one simple lesson. Read now with me. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Whenever you down and out, read abundant istighfar. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says, whenever I could not solve a masla, a fatwa and so forth, I used to read abundant istighfar. Whenever difficulties came, he says, quick everything would get solved, and the unfavorable conditions would change to favorable conditions. It's a win-win situation. So my sister, every day, 1 rand, 50 cent, 20 cent, give out in the path of Allah. Second, you read your 5 daily salat, read Quran Sharif, and then you read istighfar. See how things will change for the better, inshallah, as well. We also make dua for you. Allah make everything easy.
I've got Martin. He says, is Israel an illegitimate land? And he says, AK, myself and my friend Marvin, we plan going to Israel just for a tour. We really want to see this Israel. Will it be safe for us to start, Martin?
Before I come to you, Martin and Marvin and so forth, remember that this one point I forgot for my sister. Sister, this world for us Muslims is a trial and a test. And the year after is Jannah and paradise. For the non-Muslim, this is their paradise. Therefore, they get most of the things they want. Not everything. Half quarter they will get, but in the year after, nothing. There it will be everlasting doom and gloom and Jahannam and hellfire. Martin, very good. You must go to Israel. But don't be just herd mentality. You must tell them you want to visit Palestine. What I mean by Palestine, you want to visit the refugee camps. You want to visit where Palestinians are staying and living, and see the apartheid there. Just go from Jerusalem to Hebron and see how many checkpoints there are. And maybe you're a whitey, so maybe they will let you go through. But see for the Palestinians. And just go to any town. Where you must go, my brother, they won't allow you in Gaza. So I speak about the other side. You visit Jerusalem, you visit Bethlehem, you visit Hebron, you must remember Haifa, you visit that place, the Beersheba. Mm-hmm. And you go that side there, Tabariya, Tiberias. You visit the Dead Sea, visit Jericho. And you must interact with the Palestinian. And then ask them, how's the life here? Tell us about the laws for you and the laws for the Jutla. But go as a critical thinker. I don't want to tell you, you must praise me or praise. You go as a critical thinker, and it's safe for you. It's safe, you're a whitey. You must remember that. So for me, they won't allow me because I expose everything of theirs. But for you, you must remember, it's very good. But the condition, Martin, Mrs. Martin, Madam Martin, Marvin, whoever wants to go, go. But go with a critical eye. Not you go with a Jutla guide and he just shows you everything. Like under apartheid in South Africa, the Nazi, the Nets, the nationalists, you must remember, had their guides and so. Just show them Cape Town, Durban, Pretoria. Never show them what is happening in the Indian township, the Kulidorp. No, they never show them what is happening there in the African township and so forth. So don't go for that type. Then you're wasting your time. Go and see what your own own eyes, and then you will come back. Tutu said, certain statements Tutu made, we can't forget. He said, the regime of Israel, the apartheid regime, the apartheid was worse there than what we experience in South Africa.
I see Martin says, my friend Marvin is afraid. He says, what if they shoot him?
Nobody shoot you. You must say, Viva South Africa. Say, AK sent you. Nobody will shoot you, inshallah.
Ameen.
So you're a whitey, don't worry. Nothing. Tourists are okay there, don't worry. Must just carry your passport wherever you go.
Brother Alex says that, why is Iran obsessed with destroying Israel when Palestinians are Sunnis, and considering that Iran had no conflict war with Israel? Brother Alex, you start.
You see, my brother Alex, you also indoctrinated and brainwashed, you must remember, by the mass media. For us as Muslims, true Muslims, you take a 5 rand coin, 2 rand coin. Heads, you put Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. And tails, you put Iran. So that today's Iran, you must remember that. So both our arch enemies remember these things. Yeah, they just have saber rattling to fool people. You must remember these things. Yeah, that we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Nighttime, they're busy negotiating with one another, how they can cause harm to the Muslims and so forth and so on. So don't be fooled by the media, my brother. The media is controlled by some of the Zionists and so forth. If you think Israel was so much of an enemy on Iran, why is not attacking Iran? So why Iran not attacking Israel directly? Why? I mean, they just saber rattling going on for 30, 40, 50 years, and so we will do this, we will do this. But why nothing is happening? So that is to fool and deceive. Go and study the war when Iran and Iraq took place. Then who was, you must remember, buying arms from Israel and supplying arms? I sent out the article yesterday, day for yesterday, during Ariel Sharon's time, and they were buying and supplying arms and all these type of things to Iran. Who's fooling who in the zoo? You must remember Shias, that are the ruling class there in Iran, are non-Muslims. For me, you know, Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, I just took his name now. In his fatwa verdict, he wrote, the Shias, they are worse than Jews and Christians for us. And I agree with that 100%. Last question.
Well, I've got a brother, Gregory. He says, I was told that, is it true that about 60% of the Quran has been changed from its original content? Brother Gregory, who start?
Who told you that? From time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till today, there are people who are hafiz, who memorize the entire Quran. Almighty Allah teaches us, write down, my brother Gregory, chapter 15, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra, wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surely, definitely, we reveal piecemeal this reminder, and we will protect it, preserve it. No addition, no omission, no interpolation, nothing. We are the only people in the world who have the divine text in its pristine purity. The person who made that might be a Jew or a Christian or a Shia. They talk all these type of things. But go see your own Bible and Torah. You will find 1,000 mistakes there because it has been corrupted to the core. Okay, we leave it there. 6 o'clock news now with Brother Suleiman Esop. And then next up will be the Adhan for Fajr. And then Mawla Khalid's program. Inshallah. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.